Unit Test 5. Listening.
Do you remember the great Bitcoin bubble of 2017?
Of course. It was when the price of the digital currency Bitcoin rose to almost $20,000 and then suddenly crashed.
Well, I've been reading about a very similar bubble that happened almost 400 years earlier.
Really? What happened?
It happened in the Netherlands and was all about a particular flower. The tulip.
Those colourful flowers that are shaped like a cup?
Exactly. Let me explain. During the early 17th century, tulips were starting to become popular in the Netherlands, and more people liked having them in their homes.
I guess people must have liked the bright colours.
Indeed. So, farmers learned to grow more and more colourful flowers. At first, they traded the bulbs with each other, the round parts of the plant that grow underground. And, as you'd expect, soon the prices of some of the unusual bulbs increased. But then, something strange happened.
Sounds interesting.
Rich people started investing in the bulbs, not because they wanted to grow them, but because they thought they could make a profit from them.
And did they?
The early investors were successful, and as more people bought them, the prices quickly increased, and soon everyone was talking about tulips. It wasn't long before some bulbs were selling for the price of a house.
The same price as a house? That's crazy. So, when did the bubble burst?
Well, there's something called the greater fool theory, which means the price of something is decided not by what it's worth, but by the belief that someone else, the greater fool, is prepared to pay an even higher price. And when there are no greater fools left, it's all over. And that's what happened. People just stopped buying, and as soon as that happened, demand fell, and people panicked and tried to sell everything they had. And before long, the price crashed and a lot of people, rich and poor, lost everything.
That's terrible. So what can we learn from this?
Well, it shows us that all economic bubbles follow a similar pattern. First of all, something new comes into the market. It could be tulips, it could be bitcoins. Next, investors become interested and prices start to rise. Slowly at first, and then much more quickly as more people invest. At this stage, the news starts to spread. People see others getting rich and don't want to miss out, pushing the prices higher.
I remember this with Bitcoin.
The next stage is known as euphoria. This is normally when people have a strong feeling of happiness. But in economics, this is when prices rocket and people start to lose control of their spending. Soon after, smart investors start to sell and take their profits, while everyone else gets greedy. Finally, no one else is buying and the price begins to fall. Panic sets in, prices fall fast as people start selling, and eventually, the price crashes and the bubble bursts.
What goes up must come down.